Hi, I am Vitan, and this is From Zero to Success, your podcast for business and personal development.
Hello from me, Vitan, again. Do you ever use Wayfair, Walmart, or Home Depot? If the answer is yes, then my guest today will be very interested for you. But before that, if you don't have ability to buy from these three platforms, you can join DSM2 or ZipperDrop. Or if you want to start buying from these three suppliers, you can find the link below in the description to join DSM2 or ZipperDrop. These two tools will help you a lot to start order from these websites. And let's go to my guest, Omer. Can you say something for yourself?
Yes, sure. My name is Omer Ashkenazi. I'm from Israel. I'm the CEO and the co-founder of PriceBackers. We will talk about it in a few minutes. I'm doing dropshipping for the last 5 years, mainly from Home Depot and Walmart to eBay and to Amazon. And that's it, I think.
I have few questions prepared for you.
Sure. I'm ready.
How did the start of the PriceBacker? How you take decision and the idea?
Okay. So it started I think 1.5 years ago. I tried to, as a dropshipper from Home Depot and Walmart, and as a dropshipper at any other stores, I think that you must to know everything, every point on your source that you use for your business, for your dropshipping business. Your shipping, how you can earn more, and how to dropship. What is the pros and cons on every stuff. And I understand that there is a policy in those on those retailers, and I began to do it for myself in some kind of software. And then I understand that there is an amazing option that a lot of people can earn from PriceBackers for all the dropshippers community in Bulgaria or in USA, in Israel, in all the dropshippers. And I understand that on the end of the line for every dropshipper, not matter which software do you use, what the most important is the last line of profit. PriceBackers give you profit on your purchases. So because this, I understand that PriceBackers must be a software for all the dropshippers.
How it's working, actually? How the software work?
Actually, it's very, very simple. We have a three main feature. It's price drop, price match, and late shipment. I will explain each feature. For example, price drop, it means that if you bought in Home Depot a drill or some other product in $100, and after a while the price decrease to $80, then PriceBackers know which price did you bought and what is the current price, and also will request this for the customer, request the difference. Price match work a little bit the same, but is a little bit different. If the price is, for example, on Walmart is $100, and on Home Depot the price is $80. So we will request from Walmart the difference, and on the same if there is some late shipment, we ask for adjustment from those retailers. As simple as that, we give refunds, we give money, like increase the profit on each month for those dropshippers. And also what happened next, that the customer don't need to do anything on our platform. They just need to put a Gmail to add PayPal as a payment method, and that's it.
If I sell something in eBay, and buy it for $100 from Walmart. After that, if your software finds the lower price, but not in Walmart, in the other store,
retailer, like Target or Home Depot, yeah.
Yeah, also I will also receive the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
They have this in the policy. Because a long time ago, I remember that I was using Paribus. Do you ever hear about that?
Yeah, sure.
But he stopped working.
I know about all my
He stopped working 1 year ago and I stopped use it. I did not know why. Maybe they was having some temporary troubles or problems, or they have permanent. I don't know. Are they still working actually? But I remember that we buy 100 tables, an example, for 20 days. And one good luck day in the morning, I receive 100 emails that I actually receive the difference between old and new price for each table. And if I sell 100 tables, $100 each, Paribus return me 20% from each table, $20 from each table. Is this software work like Paribus or it's totally different?
Yeah, it's different. It's different. Paribus actually working in few other ways. I will explain how. Mainly Paribus doing only a price drop on retailers, and we doing also a price match on retailers. And also the main thing is that Paribus doing for limited time using it was approximately 14 days, even 10 to 14 days. And then it's mean that you don't get the all policy of those retailers, because those retailers, like the retailers that we work with, Home Depot, Walmart, and Target, that we support them, those retailers gives between 30 days to 90 days back, and not 10 to 14 days like Paribus does. And also there is a problem that you get an alert from Paribus. You don't get the request. We give you the specific money. Like, we request this for you. As a dropshipper, you know, you can do everything. And a lot of dropshippers told us first why I didn't sign up till now, because everything that passed, so we can't search for more than 90 days back. Or 30 days if it's a Target on or a Walmart. And also they say they have so many aspects on their dropshipping business, because they maybe have few stores, maybe they have another part-time job and all this stuff, and they can do the requesting, and they can't monitor this. And the problem is in Paribus that the monitoring is not working so well, because I tried it also. And what has happened that at the end of the day, in price breakers, you get more money on your purchases, because it's we support the maximum time that the retailers support.
And also you just compare the price with other retailers that Paribus didn't do.
Right.
Okay, then is it safe for the accounts of the people?
Sure. It's safe on a few ways. As I mentioned, when you sign up for price breakers, you need to enter your Google, your Gmail, to see your receipts of the dropshipper receipts. And firstly, it's working like a machine. Like if there is a product from Walmart, like we take it and put it on our system. Or if it's on Walmart, we take it on our system. If it's some private thing or something that's not relevant to our support retailers, we don't do anything. And the most important thing, we get a Google API certification a few months ago. So we can do it by Google certificate, not by some small software, by Google. Google give us the certificate to read those receipts.
To have the ability to read my email address. I have one technical question. I have three Walmart registrations, and I buy from three different registrations. They use three different emails. If I forward three emails, all of my emails in the same Google, and I connect only this one existing Google to your system, is this software still work and will take the money from all the Walmarts?
Yeah, basically, if you forward working properly, so everything will be okay. You can only sign up this one email that all those three emails will forward without any problem. But as in our experience, not all the dropshippers, not all our clients move all the retailers' emails to this one email, to this one main email. And what has happened that sometimes there is some glitches, some problems, and we prefer that if you have like the option to add more Gmails, so we prefer to do that you will add those three Gmails. But you can start with one Gmail, and if there is some problem, we will tell you about it.
Okay, then this is better option. Just cause some of the clients that I have don't like to share the email address with everybody. And
I agree.
If somebody want to be your client, just need to create one new email address to redirect everything there, and he can join with this email address, and he can just give you the permission to read only the emails that he has there.
Without any problem, you're right. Just make sure that every email from our supported retailers will auto forward to this main email. So and it will work properly without any problem. And we support the dropshipper privacy policy. We have privacy policy on our website. And as I mentioned at the beginning, I am dropshipper in myself. And I do the dropshipping from those retailers in myself, from my Amazon and eBay dropshipping business. And I understand that the painful, the problem, the all the things, all the issues that the dropshipper aware of. So we learn all and we know all about this, but we also continue to learn and to continue to understand the market as much as we can. To be better for our current and future customer at PriceBakers.
Okay, then it's the platform is made from dropshippers to dropshippers.
Right.
Okay,
right.
I love the people that are in the industry. You are not entrepreneur that didn't know anything about the dropshipping and just pay to somebody to create him a platform. Okay, are you a programmer or you're just the CEO?
I'm not a programmer. We actually part of three people, amazing team. I have another person that is a CTO, another person that is a COO, and me. I'm the co-founder and the head of all the marketing, all the sale in the business.
Who created the software then?
Actually, my CTO.
The CTO is the engineer.
We build it together by my instruction. It's funny because when I tried to start that, I never had any experience in programming, but I understand that the methodology on to create software. So it's very, very interesting, but I'm not a program guy. It's funny that when I see the numbers and the letters of programming, I see like dark. I don't know what I see.
It's like Chinese. Yeah.
Like Chinese. Right.
Okay.
I'm people person. I like to talk with people. I think with people we could change a lot. And as a dropshipper, you said, my goal at the end of the day in our vision of PriceBakers is to give those dropshippers a profit line at the end of the month that will be bigger. as much as we can. And by policies, by a lot of feature that we are going to programming at the same future, more suppliers, because I understand that in the end of the day, what is important for those dropshippers is profit. It's nice that your software is good and all this, everything is good, but your client as a course manager and the software managers, you know, you need to, they want the value, the end value. What is your value for them? And my value is to give them profit in the end of the day and the end of the month.
This is the most important thing in every business. If you lie, if you do something that don't work well, if you say that you have some future, but the future is not there, then you will lose the trust to your clients and you will not grow. In the long term, you will fall. Then this is the reason that I ask you these questions, and I say, because I am always honest with my auditory, then I still didn't test the software. I hear some very good things about that. I read
it's
some very good... It's good time to test it. Just in my country, now it's huge mess. I help to people here to change payment methods from PayPal to manage payment. Just, you know, that eBay doing this. I help them, and I didn't have time to test the other services. We finish with one platform that it's totally different. Actually, we write a platform for manufacturers. It's ERP system. It's totally different business that I didn't have online. Then the platform will work online, but it's different business, and I am focused on many places, and it take a time, you know it. Okay, then my next question is, how much it costs? If I start with your system, is it made, is this need subscription or something like that?
A great question, actually. We don't cost any subscription plan. Again, as a dropshipper, I believe that if I give value, you need to give me value back. We cost only 30% from the earnings, which means how it works. I will say it again, 30% of your earnings. How it will work? If, like, for example, for a calendar month, the refunds will arrive directly from those retailers. We will request that, we will do that, and you can see a report from our software. Okay. But you will get the refunds during the month, firstly, and then the next month we will charge you 30%. For example, if you earned 10 times of $10 during the month, we will charge you $30 on the next month.
This means that if I receive the money, if I'm okay with your software, I can take decision to pay you, or I can't pay you. If I'm not okay, just you can take my money. The money come my original payment method.
Yeah.
And I will see that I actually save $1,000 because of your software, and you will take me 300 from that, but I will just pick the payment method that I want to use. I can pay with PayPal. Can I pay with PayPal?
We preferred and only payment method, it's PayPal. Yeah, we do it by PayPal.
Okay.
It's important that to know that all the month during the month you can see your refunds on your on our dashboard, and it's important that everything is reliable. Everything is in a lot of trust. You know, it's a business of trust, and it's important to us that our clients and our current and future clients will trust us and will understand that we work hard, that they will get earning by the end of the month. If they earn, we earn. This is simple logic. So we do that to increase their monthly profits as much as we can increase ours.
Okay, this is awesome. Then I didn't need to prepay it. I just will start, use it, and if I'm okay with that, I need to pay in the end of the month.
It's a little bit tricky. No, it's not like that. It's like it's working. I will explain the customer onboarding flow. when you enter, you're going, you know what, let's maybe show that.
Okay, can you share a screen with me?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
Awesome.
So I will show you now the PriceBackers website, PriceBackers.com. As you can see, this is a video that you can more explain. You can see how it works, blog and more content. You can see the flow that I will explain, earnings, some recommendation. And also here you can see the Google API disclosure about the Google certificate. You can contact with us, and there is, we have also affiliate if you want.
Okay.
So what is the flow of entering? You click sign up here and you connect your best Gmail here. Okay.
Okay.
And then you give us a, you mark V to give us the permission to read from this Gmail. And then you enter here. You will see our dashboard.
Okay.
Here is some of our client dashboard, and you can see here email to scan. Then you click connect Gmail to scan, and then you can connect as much Google account Gmail account as you want. You can connect without any problem as much as you want.
It's worked pretty similar. We was using this type of connection for our software too.
Nice.
Then you read the emails. You read when somebody buys something. You put it in the system. After that, when some item change the price, you see the changed price. It's okay. Okay. Then it's safety for eBay because you didn't have any interaction with eBay. You also have interaction with the account that buy. Is your software working for Amazon?
Hold on with that. About the PayPal, about the process. You need, before you, after you put the scanned email, the scan, you put the payment method. Here you can see, and this is some of our customer. Here you put the PayPal, and then the software start working without anything. You don't need to do anything. You can delete the agreement every time that you want. Without any problem, and then the software starts working. We not charge you. It's important that you will know. We charge you just on the first day, on the next calendar month, just if you get refunds. Okay.
Okay.
It's an element of trust. You know, we want that you will earn first. And you ask about Amazon currently. We not support Amazon, but it's going to be a rock when it will happen. It's going to be. I can't say a date, but it will happen.
Okay, you're working on that. Is there any price match policies too? Because they cut a lot of the policies. They reject some of the dropshippers. They stop accounts very often. And some of my clients already moved to another suppliers. Mm-hmm. My question is, do you think that this is possible in Amazon really? Or they didn't?
Some of the feature will be relevant when those feature will be up. We can create another video to talk about that. But I prefer to not say this before it will work.
I will put the link to all my customers here below in the description for your software. It will be my referral link, then everybody can join and support me joining your software platform. My question here is, do you think to add, because of the managed payment, most of my students stop using PayPal. Do you think to add some other payment methods in future, just to be able to pay with the debit card?
I want to additionally to say about those who enter by your referral link will get $10 discount on their second month. So just for you know, I will recommend to enter by Vitan link. And about your question about managed payments.
Why do people need to use my link?
They will receive by your link, they will have $10 discount of payment on their second month.
Okay, then if somebody join my link and start using your service, we'll receive the discount because of that.
No, I mean, when
he needs to pay, he will pay $10 less.
On the second month. Yeah.
What do you think about the other payment methods?
Currently, we're working with PayPal, but we think that when like a payment method like a Payoneer and more maybe with credit card, when it will be much common in the dropshipping industry, it's a matter of time and matter of market needing without any problem of that. I want to add something about the transfer from eBay PayPal they use to manage payments. I want to tell you that from my understanding, you need to be very clear with the bank, with eBay, and how we work on. What does it mean? For example, here in Israel, and I think maybe in Bulgaria also, we use Payoneer and is a preferred a payment method. It's very, very easy. The fees are fair and the business is pretty fair. So you must to use the same name and a family name on your eBay account and also on your Payoneer account. For example, if you have multiple accounts, it can be one store on your name, some store and bank on your sister, on your friends that don't doing dropshipping and don't need to use a Payoneer bank. And you don't need to do, you don't need so many certificates. You just need like, I think ID. I think it's enough. So it's just important thing that from my understanding, don't do any tricks like with one name on eBay and another name on Payoneer and all this stuff. It's very important.
You mean that for the managed payment needs to be exactly on the bank account and in the eBay account. They need to be 100% match without difference.
Right. Yeah. From my understanding, this kind of account that will be without any specific match, 100% match, they won't get approved on Payoneer and on one side and on eBay from another side. And also if they will get approved, in few months, several months, you will get some alert that you need to give papers about your ID or some utility bills. So you must, it must be a person and the same person, and you must have some papers on this person. So I prefer that it will be a close friends. For example, I have account on my brother and bank account on Payoneer on my brother because my brother don't doing dropshipping, and also of my cousin. So it's very important that those or close friends, it's very important that those accounts will be not stealth account or something like that, with reliable account, 100% human and human that you know.
Okay, then this is very interesting. In Israel, you are also required to put your bank account in eBay. Then you need to go to manage payment also.
Yeah. We need to connect our payment on Payoneer. It's work like on Payoneer, we request several bank account, Federal Community Bank or something
okay,
like
but,
that.
But why you request several bank accounts if you have one eBay account and you need to connect
right,
to the...
It's working like that on Amazon. If you're doing dropshipping on eBay, so yeah, it's need to be separately as you do on eBay, even a VPS on each one of those accounts. It's important. I prefer not VPN or not a proxy. I prefer VPS because it's totally 100% another computer with another IP. So each eBay account will be with one eBay, one Payoneer, and one VPS for each one of your stores.
I register your eBay account with local Israel address, or you use the US address? It's very interesting for me because in Bulgaria, when we register with Bulgarian address, they want Bulgarian IBAN number. They didn't accept the US number, the routing number with US account. In a bank account.
Uh-huh. We use Payoneer and they ask for a bank, US bank. And it's working with the Payoneer.
Then when you are with local address in Israel, they still accept the bank account from US.
Right. Because this is the terminology on transfer from to manage payments.
Because in Bulgaria they want IBAN, our bank account number, and I can put the TransferWise or I can put the Revolut IBAN, only IBAN. I didn't have an option to put the American bank account. Then if I want to move to Pioneer, I need to register the eBay account with the US address.
Here in Israel, it's not working like that. You must understand all the small words to do it properly, because it can put your account on risk. So what you recommend for Bulgarian people to do?
Here in Bulgaria, we just still test to add. I tell to everyone that we still test, because we need to test for 3 or 4 months, as you already told, to be sure that eBay will not block us. We test with some bank accounts, and it's working for now. We test with personal bank accounts, not business, but it's not working well. They stop some TransferWise accounts and some Revolut accounts. And this is the moment that I need to say, if you want to start in the business now, you need to create a business, real business, to create an LLC company, on UK company, Bulgarian company, Israel company. If you want to do something stable, you need to start real business. Because of before this moment, 1 year ago or 2 years ago, everybody start dropshipping because it's easy. Without a LLC, without everything, just here register one eBay account, one PayPal account, and that's it. And nobody care about to pay the taxes on government. But now it's different. And many people from my students say, oh, I need to register LLC, or I need a business Revolut, or I need a business Pioneer, business TransferWise. And I say, yeah, it's normal. If you want to be in the real world business, you need to have a real LLC company. And this is the best that we can actually receive. I think that this is very good for me, for you, and for everybody that is serious in that. Because 80% from people that work with stealth accounts, that do bullshits on the market, they didn't do business and made money. They just take refunds from Amazon or Walmart. They cheat. They say my item didn't come and they give them refund. And because of that, now my country is blocked from Target. It's blocked from Walmart. It's very blocked from Home Depot. And we have only one option to work with that, to use VPS server, to use Pioneer account, to use American LLC company. And I think that this is the way that we need to move. Maybe you didn't sell in UK, but I sell in UK. And I see my students actually that they have ability to grow much faster now when they register the LLC, even the USA, when they register LLC company in USA, because they do real business. They didn't try to lie the system. And I support you 100% when you say that everybody need to use his own bank account with his own name and his eBay. And nobody will stop your account if you are not a cheater.
This is the way to open a long-term business. If you will not do that, so the red alert will pop up if you will not work properly. So I recommend you to open a Bulgarian LLC or business or US LLC. By the way, we are working here in Israel with not a business account on Pioneer because they asking too many papers. We do it currently with work properly without any problem. Actually, I have an US LLC and I am in the managed payments for the last, I think, about 1 year.
Okay.
And it's work properly without any problem. Everything is fixed.
Yeah, I also have LLC in USA. Then I have 3 LLC companies because therefore they split my business a different thing. I do different business with each of them. And we have partners in USA that helps to our people here in my country and worldwide, of course, to create their LLCs. I do not know what supplier you use for to create a company. What's your agent?
It was actually 2 years ago. I not remember.
Okay.
There is also here person in Israel that doing all the tax here. Actually, it's all the things of the tax. It's issued like that you must like give some person, expert person that will do that you trust him and to understand that you must control your business and you must do upgrade your business and as much as you can, you know, you are a business owner, to reduce your work with all the papers and all the things. For example, for each kind of payment that I get on Amazon or on eBay, there is a receipt that's going out automatically without any problem. I don't need to do anything.
Yeah, we have same system here, actually. We have system for that type of the business to download all invoices from Amazon and to give them to the accountant. Okay, then you pay to your guy to do the documents for you.
Yeah, I prefer that to do it because I'm not an accountant. I prefer to give it some person reliable. And I don't know what is the numbers. You need to maybe Vitan, you can recommend your accountant.
I want to be in the help of the community, and I want to give me your accountant, and I will put all the information below in the video. Then I want to share my experience, your experience, and if somebody else can help, he can put this in the comments. Just comments are very, very important for the algorithm in YouTube also. Then if somebody like this video can just like it or share it, or the most important now is to put the bell, because without the bell you will not receive any notification about the channel. I want to share a lot of free information here in the channel to help to the community.
I want to show show the magic works for all the customers. So here you can see a person that earned above $9,000 on the last day. I think he in our software for 3 months approximately. He's a big customer, yeah. But here is also this is Home Depot person. This is another Home Depot person. As you can see, almost 3,000. And here is also this is a Walmart person. They're doing dropshipping from Walmart. Important thing that I want to tell you that. It's not mean like if you even not reach to those amount of sales, it's okay. This person is not from 2020. It's important that you will know that each kind of like every dollar profit that you can arrange for your business, it's I think it's important. If it's even it's $30, $50, $100, $200 each month, it's like profit without do anything, as I said. You just need to put your Gmail account and after that put your PayPal account just for safety for us. And that's it to start earning money. It's important that you will that to say that not on every kind of purchase that you will have earning, but we will work hard that it will happen on every kind of our features.
Then you have a client that it's not so old, just you read the emails months ago. Is this mean that if I register my account today, but my account already have orders 2 months, you will take refunds from that?
Yeah, sure. What has happened is once you enter to our software, we search 30 days back on Walmart and Target, and also 90 days back on Home Depot, which means that there is a wow action that's happening when our customers entering. And in a few days, they see a lot of earnings for the last 90 days or 30 days. And there is a wow here, and they're so happy. And the most common thing that I get from those clients that they say, oh, I'm sorry that I didn't sign up 1 week ago and when I saw this Price Breakers video, because it's totally 100% earning without doing nothing. Like you can continue to do the dropshipping business. You can work and open more and more stores, and we will work behind you, and we will work and work hard to get the client more profits.
Yeah. This is awesome opportunity for everyone that dropship from this site. Do you think that everybody can join Pioneer now worldwide and can use it for managed payment? And can use it for to buy an items from these suppliers, from Home Depot, from Walmart, from Target?
There is several ways to purchase from those retailers. We support them and they support us. which means that you can create auto orders for them, maybe to pay them by your local payment, and then they will process, because they have LLC, they will process your orders to you. It's a simple way to start.
Okay, you mean that I didn't have an option to use the target from Bulgaria? I need to find somebody in the middle that he will make the orders for me and I will send him a payment.
Yeah, you can send him a payment. Like as I said, I in purpose, I don't want to mention those monitors, the repricers, and all the auto processor, because it will be like we're working with them on these days.
But you didn't use the Pioneer to buy the items, right?
No, I don't use Pioneer. Currently, I have my own reliable. It's important to say not something like with a big discount, a reliable gift card supplier that I purchased him. I give him purchase from Pioneer, and he give me a gift card, and then I paid on all those retailers on Home Depot, on Target, and on Walmart.
Then currently you buy with the discount from Walmart and Home Depot with gift cards.
Yeah,
what's the percent of the gift cards?
Few percent. It's depend. It's between 2, 3 to 5 sometimes.
Did you use cashback?
I use cashback also. PriceBackers is also is like a sister of cashback. It's an additional way. It's important to say for cashback. You can use cashback and also you can use our software.
You will put the retailers in PriceBackers?
Yeah, I will put them on PriceBackers. I put it on PriceBackers YouTube. Don't worry, you will see all the info there.
But for now, if somebody want to use these suppliers, how to do this?
There is a lot of retailers that they know that doing auto processor, like AutoDS. I know Sales Freaks. I know maybe PriceYak, they're doing for Walmart.
Then if I use PriceYak, they will make a purchase for me and I will pay them using PayPal.
As I know, yes. You need to make sure about that.
And your orders, you put them from your retailer. That's it. You never use a Pioneer to buy from Walmart or something like that.
No, actually no, because it's not working so well, and everything. I always use with the gift card or with the people that sometimes I have some local person here in Israel that doing the ordering fulfillment for me for Home Depot and also for Walmart, so they also can help with those order fulfillment.
Okay, then my advice is to the people that want to see your suppliers when you put them in your channel. If we have some serious one, they can create a LLC, they can create a bank account in USA, and they can use it without any trouble to buy from Walmart, Home Depot, or any other supplier in the world. I didn't have any trouble to buy from this type of suppliers, but I need to use my US bank account.
Yeah,
they didn't allow my European card.
Right, because of this, you can do it by other pricer that have LLC. If you want, even today, this is AutoDS, SalesFreaks. I know. Also, ZDrop will have this in few weeks. I know that they are doing auto ordering. Maybe they will also launch the Home Depot, Target, and Walmart in the soon future, but for now they are not support the PriceBackers. It's important to say maybe in the soon future they will support us also.
Yeah, my friend, you need to find the solution about that, because you want PriceBacker to grow, and just
for sure,
you need to have a clients that have ability to buy from Walmart and Home Depot. It's not other way.
100%. They can do that from the software that they mentioned. AutoDS, I know they do that. Salesforce, I know they do that. ZDrop will do that also at the same future. They should do that.
Okay, then bye for now.
Thank you very much.
Me too. Bye bye.
Hi, I am Vitan, and this is From Zero to Success, your podcast for business and personal development.